2RRR 88.5 FM, voice of the Ryde Hunters Hill community.
And I'm very proud to announce two guests this morning. I have Mr. Andrew Dowling. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
And I have Mr. Richard Fuglesang. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Natalie.
How are you, gentlemen?
Great. Great. Doing well, thank you.
That's good. Now,
very keen to do this.
Yes. Okay, well, let's do it. So, guys, Stitch. Andrew, maybe we'll start, because there's three of us, so, and because we don't have eye-to-eye contact, we're going to have to, let's say we're not talking over each other. So, Andrew, do you want to go first and tell us how you got involved with Stitch, a bit about your background and what led you to create Stitch, and what Stitch is, of course.
Sure. Yeah, sure. So for the listeners, Stitch is a community for over 50s, helping people stay socially connected through activities, fun activities, friendships, companionship. We've got an online platform, but the main thing of what we really are is a community, a real-world community. And Richard is one of our community champions in the kind of Western Parramatta area here in Sydney, and organises a lot of events and activities for members.
Okay.
I guess in terms of how it started, I've got a background in a discipline called social enterprise, which is kind of building organisation or building businesses that address a social issue of some kind, but they do it in a sustainable way rather than being a charity. Although we're at the core of Stitch, the community is a charity. We work on other ways to create sustainable kind of growth. And in our case, I stumbled across years ago this idea that as we get older, our social circles shrink and we tend to get a little socially isolated unless we do something about it. And of course, with coronavirus, it's kind of shone a real light on how important our social connections are for everyone, I think, these days. So it's certainly, it's been a very interesting time for the community to navigate getting through the whole crisis.
Indeed, yeah, it's a very difficult time. Now, Richard, as a member of Stitch, how do you find the whole Stitch experience?
Well, it's one that has literally changed my life, and I know for a fact that, as I know so many people within Stitch, I know hundreds, it's changed their lives as well, very much for the better. Many friendships, fantastic friendships which will last for the rest of our lives. Wonderful social life with a vast array of different type of events, for anywhere from walking to many dinners. In normal times, we do a lot of dancing, theatre, so many things which unfortunately are a bit curtailed at the moment, but it will come back.
Yeah. So are you maintaining your connections? But I guess a lot of people are doing it online. As Stitch had to kind of cater its service delivery, I should say, for lack of a better term, to accommodate people that are socially isolated. Are you organised? Is there lots of online groups happening at the moment?
We are indeed. Yes, mm-hmm. We are. We use Zoom a great deal, and Stitch has designed its own equivalent to Zoom. In fact, I'm hosting an event tonight where we'll have about 14 people, which we call Chat and Giggle, which is exactly what we do. And we have a great time. One of the ladies in Stitch has actually started a ukulele group, and they're all learning to play ukulele. And because it's Zoom, the teacher is actually based in the States, whilst the people who are learning are actually based here in Australia.
Wow. Thank goodness for modern technology in this tough time, right?
Oh,
yeah, Natalie, it was when the virus struck, we'd been built completely around in-person activities. That was our kind of whole mantra, is getting people off their screens out in the real world, because it can be a bit challenging. You can get a little bit stuck. And we had to really rethink that when lockdown happened for everyone, because the community is not just Sydney-based. Although we do have a project now where we're growing right across the inner, western, northern and Parramatta area, calling for volunteers and so on. But we've got members all over the world. So what's been great about building our virtual events and virtual groups is now we have not just real local stuff happening, but as Richard mentioned, there's a lot of worldwide things. And I think pre-corona, if we'd said we were going to do that, a lot of members would have said, oh, it's not, I don't know if I really need that. Yeah. But then after corona, they're all saying, oh, can we please keep this after we return to normal? Because I've now got all these friends all over the world that I'm connecting with on a daily basis. It's been really remarkable to see that international and national connection. We've got a widowers group, one who's organised by a member in Tasmania, for example. So it's become a much more, you know, I guess the technology has helped enable a whole lot of things that we would not have otherwise been able to do.
That's fantastic. And so, guys, how do you ensure, being a something that people, I guess, you sign up online, you go to the Stitch website, which is stitch.net, is that right?
Is that stitch.net, that's right.
So people can sign up and create a free account. Now, how do you ensure, because, you know, in the online world these days, it can be, you know, quite dangerous. So how do you ensure people's safety, or do you offer some sort of guidance for people signing up for new members?
Yeah, we do provide guidance, but more importantly, we very early on learnt we needed to have, because our mission is the well-being of our members, it's improving their lives, we have a different set of things that guide us than a normal business might have. Like a business that's trying to optimise revenue and so on. For us, it's like, okay, number one, keep people safe. And it's true, we get half a dozen to a dozen scammers who are trying to sign up every day. Mm-hmm. So we've got a verification system that that pulls them out. So you need to verify you're a real person and that you match your profile and your location and things like that. And it's pretty simple to do. In the real world, you just come along to an event and one of our champions verify you, but now we do that online as well. And then we have, over and above that, we've got a whole kind of a structure that helps people earn more trust in the community. So we can tell, because it's a global community, we can tell who are authentic members who are really contributing in the right way to a pleasant, you know, fantastically enriching environment for other people, and maybe who's not, because sometimes it's not even about scammers, it's just people online aren't always the same, they don't always behave the same way they do in person, and so we're trying to, how do we make sure they behave in a positive way.
So that brings me to my next question. So just having a quick look at the Stitch website and your kind of mission, it seems that, because when people think of like online sign up, they straight away, a lot of people think romance dating. And although that seems to be a part of, you know, that can happen, that can eventuate, you guys sort of seem to have a bit more, it's more a bit more about companionship. Is that right?
That's right. Richard, you might want to talk about, because when you first joined Stitch, you had to learn about what we really were, because I think there's often a few misconceptions when people sign up to a website first. So maybe, Richard, you could go on this one.
Well, I was very confused, quite frankly. I mean, an organization called Stitch, I actually thought it's something to do with a sewing community. But, of course, it's not.
Well, it could be, I guess. You could organize a sewing group, couldn't you?
On there. Actually,
we're talking over each other.
We stitch people together.
And in fact, I do get when we're normally out dancing in normal times, I do get people coming up to me and saying, "Why is a sewing circle having so much fun?" But Andrew's quite right. It's about stitching people together, forming relationships between people. And I forgot what the question was there.
We're just talking about
the
idea.
The romance piece.
Yeah.
Oh, the romance. Okay. When I first joined, which is coming up to 2 years ago, next month, I was actually interested in online dating, which I hated ultimately with a passion. I lasted about 3 weeks doing it. Stitch was just one of them. And we do have the option of the romance side, but I would say the vast majority of people are there to form friendships with both sexes, to go out and have a lot of fun, to go to expand their interests in different things in life. But there is certainly romance. There's been at least one marriage within people from Stitch, but ultimately it's really there as a social platform for us.
Fantastic. Now, gentlemen, with people with sign up, now, although you guys are based in Sydney, Is the organisation, is it a nationwide thing or is it a statewide organisation?
Yeah, so we, the company itself is, as you say, based in Sydney, and I've got a team of software developers who build the online platform. Mm-hmm. But we've got members all over the country and all over the world. So, the person that Richard was talking about doing the ukulele group, she's in Armidale, for example. So it's very, very distributed, but yeah. We have our most active and most vibrant communities here in Sydney, because that's where we started, and that's where we often work with our community champions to see what works for the community yeah. before we then try to do the same sort of thing in other locations.
Okay, now it is an over 50s group, so is that, does that mean that you've got to be over 50? What if I was
have to be over 50?
Okay, you can't be 48 and 9 months.
No, but it's something to look forward to. It means that people, I remember when I turned 50, I was so excited. All my friends were like, oh, dear, I'm turning 50. I was like, no, you don't understand. I finally can be a valid member of Stitch.
Oh, there you go. So, well, if you are over 50 and you're interested in some of the great initiatives that Stitch is putting on, go to stitch.net. Is that correct, fellas? Is that the...
That's right.
Absolutely. And you'll be very welcome indeed.
There you go. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on to 2RRR 88.5 FM this morning.
Thanks, Natalie. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Natalie. We're ready to sign you up when you turn 50, Natalie.
There we go. Well, I'm probably about a decade away, I think. I don't mind disclosing my age. One thing there before we go. I did notice, though, you mentioned during the conversation, Andrew, that you have you're looking for volunteers. So if anyone would want to volunteer, what sort of roles do your volunteers do?
Yeah, so actually it's a good point. I did also mention that there's a charity at the heart of Stitch. So we have another website that talks about the issue that we're addressing, because social connections is actually a really, really important part of our health. And that's mm-hmm. wipeoutloneliness.org. Mm-hmm. And on that site, we talk about the volunteering opportunities within Stitch, and primarily it's our community champions. We help new members who really want to become someone like Richard, who's just done it because he loves it. We now help people accelerate that process so they can get a little bit of advice and guidance about how to grow a community in their area, if they're really passionate about something. And so generally it's about organising events or interest groups, but we also have other forms of volunteering as well. So people who do outreach to members who might be particularly isolated or have issues with technology or transport and so on. So, but in general, we're looking for volunteers over 50 so they can be part of the community themselves, mm-hmm. although we do have some volunteers who are under 50.
Okay, and with the best place, if someone is interested in becoming a volunteer, would the wipeoutloneliness.org site be the best place to go, or just go to Stitch?
Best place to go if you're over 50, best place to go is stitch.net.
Yep.
And you can sign up and then reach out to us. It becomes very clear once you've signed up how to connect with Stitch and ask how to volunteer. But if you are interested in learning more about the importance of social connections and what our social mission is, then definitely check out wipeoutloneliness.org as well.
Fantastic. Well, again, gentlemen, thank you for coming on the program this morning, and I wish you a beautiful Thursday and all the best with all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's kick into the seeds with Nobody Spoil My Fun. Triple R, triple R, triple R.